MSNBC warns of boiling seas from climate change. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 1, 2023. MSNBC warned Monday of boiling seas due to climate change, citing ocean readings of 100 degrees Fahrenheit off the coast of Florida. Never shy about employing incendiary rhetoric, MSNBC seems to have forgotten that while the boiling point of water is 100 degrees Celsius, it is actually 212 degrees on the Fahrenheit scale. In his Jeremiah titled "We've Reached the Boiling Seas, Part of the Climate Crisis," MSNBC writer and editor Hayes Brown laments that oceans around the world are breaking record temperatures thanks to climate change. "Oceanic temperatures have hit worrying highs around the world," Brown writes, "and off the coast of Florida, water temperatures seem more suitable to hot tubs than the open sea. It is beginning to feel like the hackneyed frog in a slowly boiling pot analogy for climate change is more apt than ever," he cautions. "Warmer sea water's a greater chance we begin to see mass die-offs of fish and other sea creatures literally drowning," he prophesies. "The warming of the waters promises to continue to be a growing threat so long as humans continue to contribute to the heating of our planet," he intones in conclusion, "and as things stand, we are coming dangerously close to hitting the boiling seas phase of our climate apocalypse." Unfortunately for Mr. Brown and his fellow alarmists, a little research shows that water temperatures around Florida are basically where they are every year at this time. The water temperature at Miami Beach, for instance, is currently 86 degrees Fahrenheit, which is exactly the average August temperature over the past 10 years. At Pensacola Beach, water temperatures stand at 86 degrees Fahrenheit today, slightly below the average of 86.2 degrees Fahrenheit. And with seawater temperature currently at 82 degrees Fahrenheit, Daytona Beach is undergoing something of a cool spell, since the 10-year average temperature for these dates is 84.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Digging a little deeper, one discovers that the 100 degrees Fahrenheit reading came from a water temperature sensor in Manatee Bay near Everglades National Park. The water around this particular sensor is reportedly murky and contaminated with sediment, and water temperatures are reflective of the fact that darker surfaces absorb more heat. With more and more people suffering from psychological disorders due to terror of an imaginary climate apocalypse, one wonders why Mr. Brown and his ilk insist on climate fear-mongering with talk of boiling seas. Stoking the fears of the faint of heart and suggestible of mind is hardly the mark of responsible journalism. Follow at Williams from